This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Kevin Leonore. I am the mid-market customer success manager at RingCentral. I'm in charge of managing accounts that are around close to 4 million in annual recurring revenue, managing customer expectations, also helping them navigate the ins and outs of RingCentral, and helping them accomplish their business outcomes through adoption management.
Kevin, how are you involved with user adoption?
So here at RingCentral, I create success plans. I help my customers execute them. We manage our touch points, both tech touch and high touch. And we benchmark the progress leading to adoption completion and also give best practices for long-term growth maintenance.
Kevin, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
So some of the biggest successes that I've been able to do is being able to create the aha moments that motivate customers to explore adoption of key components of our software, and being able to take those aha moments and even grow them into more and more realization of the key benefits that our software has.
Kevin, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoptions?
So some of the things that have really worked out well for me is to create a value story. That's where we tie together a lot of the features that accomplish common customer outcomes. And then we allow those features to enable customers to want to continue with adoption of other features other than the ones that they originally bought the service for. So for example, if they originally bought our service for the ability to have online meetings, we'll also tie in how they can take that meeting and take a lot of the conversations that they would have had offline and be able to create more engagement through our Glip app, which is a lot like the collaboration tools that you see in the market. So being able to take the benefits of those conversations that they have via online video meetings and really drive forth all of the benefits and all of the key things that they discussed during that meeting and extend it even further than that. Another thing that I also was able to do was to co-develop together with my friend Iman Amari a adoption readiness score that aims at identifying and defeating barriers to adoption. And in order for us to really be able to have an environment between you and the customer where we can explore those adoption opportunities, we need to understand the ins and outs of their business and how we're able to break down the barriers that would prevent us from having those productive conversations.
Sounds great. And Kevin, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I definitely have a lot of articles that are available on my LinkedIn page. You could search me on LinkedIn at Kevin Leonore, or it's www.linkedin.com/in/Kevin-Leonore. That's spelled L-E-O-N-O-R. You'll find a lot of my articles there, including the adoption readiness score, how we've conceptualized this, how it's built, and how you can even implement it within your own organization.
Well, thanks, Kevin.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to work with you here, Henrik.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.